the bar.
Thank you.
Beautiful Sefer, the Fantasticus. All the Klal of Shabbos written up so beautifully. Okay. Interesting, there is a question which we spoke about, started speaking about last time. It's very, very important. And this is the Shabbos clock issue we touched on last time. And it really relates to this issue. What happens in the following situation? Hashem Gemara. Everything starts with Gemaras. This Gemara is in the Sefer Eruvin. Sefer Eruvin talks about Hotzah, right? Because it's famous for that. Look at this Gemara here. Sefer Eruvin, that Peches Amud Aleph. What happened over here? Again, it's just those who just walked in. We're discussing based on the beautiful Sefer of the Sefer Shalom. That's all that talks about the whole Sefer, the Klolim of Shabbos. Klolim of Shabbos. And we're discussing when something is considered that you did it, or when something is considered that you didn't do it, sort of happened by itself, or as a grumma, things of this nature. So it's a long simon, simon mem hei, ha'oras b'din isha mishem chitza, which is a yesod. And I'm just giving you, trying to go a little bit in order, os your tests. It goes back, he refers back to os your dalet. He says like this, Isha Mishem Chitza, some say applies to Shabbos, some Rebbe assumes it applies to Shabbos. The Gemara Eruvin that Peches, what does it say over here? What happens? A person is Shofech Mayim L'socha Uka. You pour water into a ditch in your chatzer, and the water will sort of go by itself into a Rishus HaRabba. So the question becomes, what kind of halakhic status does it have? So Rashi is as follows. Hosam taimi maya. Hamayim asuyin lichalos v'libola b'karka. Hilkot kishofich adadat l'livlu b'duchtayo kashofich. V'nafki levar, if the water goes out from the ditch into the street, lav machshavta lehachiyu, v'nuskayma machshavta v'shari. Da'afilu ichavein, you want to get the water to go from your house, your yard, into the street, you want to do it? Isur mamish leka. Why? The v'shus ayachit shafich. Wait a minute, why is this Rashi true? Isha mishim chitza. I pour the water in here, I know it's an overflow and going to the street. It should be considered to be my action. Why do I say Yishim Hashem Chitza? Let's see, he has a question over here. In Os Yud Dalet. So here, in Os Yud Tes, he tries to give an answer. He says, what's the nature of Hotzah? Meleches Hotzah b'Shabbos called Ikra Malacha hu ahiluch mishus ayoch lishus rabbin. Nimtza, shebazeh, this is koach hakovet, which is gravity, hamoshech es hamayim, O says, Kol HaMalach. Gravity is doing everything. V'odam HaShofer HaSamayim B'chotzer Osu Rak Chelet Tofo Shal HaMalach Maisa HaChona B'Alma. It's garnished. Who can Liva V'Libso Ruach. It's like we said last week that if you and Zorah V'Ruach Mesayasa, which would be Potter if not in a special Chumrah of Malachas Machshavas, which only implies when? Shita Mukeres Mukubeles Shalotzah Lishon Vachatzer Amayim Yizum Elen Shuzirah. Chidush Nifla. He's saying that with the sole exception of the equivalent of Zorah Veruch Misayasa, which is a special chiyuv of Malachas Machshavas, you're always going to be Potter in Shabbos. That's what he's saying. Always Potter in Shabbos. He quotes the Mogan Avraham, who says, if I put grain into a water mill, and the grain becomes ground, potter. Not a yisur daraisa. Why? What did I do? The water did it. The chidushin, the floim, and the roim, I don't know. And then he says, which we went to last week in Oskov, you put a pin into a Shabbos clock, and the light goes on an hour later, potter. And my Rebbe was very much opposed. He said, the Chabbis is Isha Meshav Chitzav, and he says it's wrong. Oh, I think he's wrong. The Chidus quote. Because I think, and even I mentioned to him a little on Thursday, Wednesday, whenever we spoke about it, that in my view, he says, it's like Libra Lim Saruach, because the pin can't do it. No, the pin can do it. Boharaya, if you want to put the light on right now, you put up a switch. The pin is like a switch. Except you put on a delay. So I think the same, I don't agree with what he's saying. Now, as far as the idea of the Uka, gravity is a little bit different than other kochos. Tosfos says, Mesechta Sanhedrin of Ayin Zayin, a gravity, you don't apply the principle of koach acham u'urufo. It applies to wind, it applies to other kochos, but not gravity. Why? He explains over, I think, in this paper, one of the stories, maybe Rosh Shabbos, that gravity is not a noticeable force. The average person, I mean, Sir Isaac Newton discovered it. Before Newton, we didn't even know about gravity. So gravity looks to people, it sort of happens by itself. It's not a koach acher. So you know, it's the wind, everyone says the wind blows it. Obvious. Since gravity is not obvious to people, that's what he suggests, a possible pshat. This is what he says. Now,
Who is offering a pshat about gravity?
I'm not sure who. I'll show it to you. It's either I read a few svarim. It's probably either, I have three svarim with me. I have a sefer called Nesiv HaSholem, I have a sefer called Nesiv Chaim, and I have a sefer called Orto Shabbos. I read one of those three svarim, which one I don't remember right now, but we'll get to it. I'll find it somewhere. I'll tell you exactly where it's found. I thought it was a good svarim. It's a good svarim. Oh. Now, this is what he says over here in Osir Tess. It's interesting on both sides. The Eben HaOzer, this is very, very important. The Eben HaOzer argues in the Magen Avraham and says that if in a water mill, it's a din d'oraisa. Says he, you test, Ayo disagrees. Magen Avraham is in Simon Reish and Beis. Eben HaOzer is in Simon Shin Chafres. Mechayim HaPasvar HaCheres. Lo Machmas Din Zeh De'isha Mishim Chitzav. Eben HaOzer did not invoke that svar. Okay, that can be found in the Magen Avraham Shin Chav Ches of Kot Nun Gimel, and the Magen Avraham here is in the Reish and Beis of Kot Chav. Rather, what? It's Meleches Machshavas, like Zora Beruach Mesayoso. So I have the Shulchan Aruch open up into Siman Reish and Beis, where the Chasam Sofer printed in the Gemara says, printed in Shulchan Aruch, quotes this Eben HaOzer and says he is incorrect. Why? Because in the Mishkan, the tchina was done with a handmill. Rechaim Shalyat. Like this. So that's the way to do it. But in the Mishkan, winnowing was done with the ruach. So the Chasam Sofer is saying that you require not a, what he calls over here, a derech, this is his lashon over here, shita mukeres umukubelas. But I would say it shouldn't just be what I would call derech mukubelas. It's Haderech Hamekubelis as a Chasam Sofer. No one ever said that water mills was a freak. Water mills were very, very common in the ancient world. But the Derech Hamekubelis, it wasn't the only way. Winnowing can only be done with the wind. How else are you going to serve the for the chair? I mean, at least in certain antiquity. The way it was, it's run through the wind. Right? And the wind would separate them. That's the way to do it. So the Chasam Sofer is arguing, that's the way to do it. And Eben Ezra would respond, no, it's a way to do it. It's going to be the way. It's Derech Mekubelis. That's a very serious question.
Doesn't this come back to the Rush?
Correct. Hayalam Pshat in the Rush. The Rush sounds like he's saying it has to be like Chasam Sof. You are correct. We'll come back to it a little later. We'll see if not everyone agrees. Again, back to the idea of Sif Chof, which is the most important Sif of the Boreg and the Luach HaMestoveg. One of the Mechabim said, It's Isa Daraisa, Isha Mishmachitza. My Rebbe did exactly that. And Rabbi Shechter is one of the Mechaber who actually printed that. I don't know. Rabbi Shechter's piece came out before Tavshin of Gibel when he printed this. I can't answer. I mean, the Sefer came out much later, for sure. Big fan, so, but it was printed originally in some kind of a Kuntris, Amach, you know, Beisitzchak, I don't know where it came out. I'm not sure if it was for Rabbi Shechter. I do not know. But I'm sure other rabbis said exactly the same thing. If you ask me, I think Rabbi Shechter basically said it. In Siman Yud Gimel, which we saw yesterday, Wednesday, I put on the board. Except I told you that in the Chelik Beis, he sort of backed out. He said that was only a Shita, but he doesn't really pass in that way. That's why my anger, my upset, with the I discovered a Xaviyah that I wrote many years ago, I never printed it, on these topics, where I was very upset with Rabbi Neuwirth. How can he allow you, in the Shas HaTzchak, to put a light on with the Shabbos clock and making it go on earlier? His own Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, committed favors against it. And Siman Yud Gimel, we only said aloud to the Kibbutz, it's the Rabbanan and Mechulen. So then I have to back out. I just saw now, and I saw, we saw one of the other Sfarim, but the Orch HaShabbos, the Shabbos and the Chelet Beis. Again, I couldn't show it to you because they're different editions of Chelet Beis, again, the right Siman. He said, that was Sfarim, but he didn't really hold that way. He really held the other side of the Hakir. Even rolling it down the hill would also be considered to be a grub. My Rebbe is very much opposed to it, but Shabbos Al-Zan Gadol. He had the right to say what he said. Even rolling a barrel down a hill would also be considered in the category of grub, presumably, because it happens later on. Even though it's not a psikresha, it's a mechavim. Mechavim mamish. This is a very, very important yisod. And therefore I thought that what my Rebbe said is based on what the Sefer called the Zera Emes. Maybe never heard of the Zera Emes, I'm sure. But that's what's quoted in the classical post. And here it is in the Aruch HaShabbos in Perek Koftes, Ha'or Yud Gimel, exactly what my Rebbe said, word for word. My Rebbe, Rav Shechter attributes his soul to Rav Chaim, the Chazanish, the Nesivis, you look in the big Mishnah, Vikra Yatzon, Siman Zayin. But he says, the Zerah Emes Siman Mem Dalet, I don't think they have it on Bar Ilan, I don't think Zerah Emes made the cut. Lo Nema Din Zerah Baruch Masayaso, And he explains the Tosfos in Shabbos with Zion. A person casts a net before Shabbos, even on Shabbos. You cast a net, and an animal gets trapped an hour later. You're not chayev. Why? I said, Shita Mekubela Shal Tzeda. No. Maise Adam Posak. Vena Mishtata B'Tzeda. This is my Rebbe Shita. It's word for word. He said exactly the thing. I think this is the truth because I got it from my Rebbe. Shlomo Zalman seems to be, although he suggests this, at the end of the day, seems to be a little bit against it because he said he suggested it in Siman Yud Gimel Chelek Aleph Mishnah Mincha Shlomo to Sveika Daraisa. Maybe you shouldn't put a Shabbat Chak early, even in Shat Zabchak, because the light go on or to go off. Rav Noy would have quoted if I cared. And Tainus didn't know. Shlomo Zalman, apparently, Chelik Beis, said what he said in Chelik Alam is just that sad, he should be Shemchitza, but he doesn't really hold that way. Why not? My Rebbe held that way. Shlomo Zalman says, God of the story, and the title is his opinion. Okay, I want to bring it to you. I mentioned to me last week, I want to repeat it again and again. It's such an important thing to me. Rabbi Osai, we're going to go a little bit further in this beautiful Sefer to see the Shalom. We're going from Mem Hei to Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin, Oz Beis. Mem Zayin is called Klolim, but the Nachir, Mishal Zohar, Baruch Maseyos. All the same, the same Yisodos. He writes as follows. He writes like this. He wrote, he thinks that Rashi is like the Eben Ozer. Oh, what Rashi? Where Rashi? Rashi in Baba Kama. It's great to Rashi, can we not? Rashi Baba Kama of Samach Amad Aleph seems to say, like the Eben Ozer. What did Rashi say? Olechas Machsheves. Niskaimo Machshavto, the Nichale Beruach Mesayoso. This sounds like the Eben Ozer. Right? But this itself is the is a chiyuv. Is a chiyuv. So it would appear. Yes, a derech mekubelis. True. Like we had over here by Tzedek. But not the only way, the Bosai. The Mishnah Berurah says over here that what's an example of a derech mekubelis when it comes to Tzedek? We mentioned this last week. We'll say it again briefly. You can trap an animal any number of ways. Any number of ways. One of the ways you can trap an animal is by having dogs assist you in trapping the animal, correct? What else? I got hunting dogs, and the dogs will trap some other animal, and the animal will be trapped. Is that the only way? Far from it. Far from it. And yet, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchos Shabbos, Shitta Zayin, the laws of Tzedek, the Mishnah Berurah Shin Tezayin Sif Kotten Yud Havi Tzeda Hayin Olam Lo Osa Batma Maisa Klal Akum Mishnah Shisos HaKelev HaKelev Tofso Havi Tzeda Rabbonon. Yeah, but he says as follows: Sigo HaKelev HaYidezeh Havi Tzeda Gemura L'chayev. Why? Shekein Derech HaTzayodim. It's not the only way. It's not the only way, Rav Osai. It is one way. Take a look, in fact, in Sharet Zion. Shekein derech hatzayodin. Hosafti svarazu. Otherwise, why you chayov? It's only misayaya. Must mean, I'm a bekamel savach in Zore. He doesn't even perish. That's not the only way. See, from Rashi against the pshat, the one those of the pshat in the rush, has to be the only way. Because the Mishnah Berurah is quoting Rashi, and Rashi does not say that's to be the only way. You can only do it this way by Zohar. It's a derech mekubelis. It's a normal way to do it. It's a normal way to do it. And this is how the Chazon Ish said, I quote, you put the wheat into the water mill, hilaksi achronin, who argue on the Imogon Avraham, is a chiyuv d'oraisa, kema de derech tchina b'kach. Now the question of the b'kach, a Shabbos klach, Rabosai. What's the status of a Shabbos klach? What's the halacha?
Can I ask this question on the rush? Couldn't you say the rush, though? I mean, wasn't the statement only in regard to
Shabbos? Oh, well, as a matter of fact, we'll get to the rush a little bit later.
Okay.
But maybe the rush could never require that to be the only way. Here, in the same Simon Mem Zayin, Siv Yud discusses the following situation. He wants to know what's the halacha here of a Shabbos clock. Of a Shabbos clock. So we have to understand that he thinks that a Shabbos clock is not derech hamalacha b'kach. It's not normal to do things on a Shabbos clock. And therefore, he thinks it would not be a din d'oraisa. It's not normal. It's not a derech mekubelis. Aye, he says, but frum Jews use Shabbos clocks. Come on, he says. Frum Jews are frum Jews. They're doing it only because of the Easter of Malacha. That's what it seems to be suggesting. I'll read it to you. It says, is it an osches? It's not a shita mekubelis. It's not normally done. People don't normally use Shabbos clocks. Only from Yidden use Shabbos clocks. And therefore, if it would become normal, he gives an example of Chazish's make of Bashas Atchak Godol to affix a milking machine to the udder of an animal, and would go on later with a Shabbos clock, because no one ever did it. It was considered to be Mekarev, the udder, to the existing machine. That machine would have gone on in an hour anyway. We're going in an hour with no utterance and nothing would come out. But the karev as ha muscle. You have the karev the dover the eish, not the karev the eish the dover. This is what he suggests. Now, then the problem becomes, this is a mem zayin ches. He thinks that perhaps nowadays it's become a normal thing. Kayom sh'af b'chol chol me'mechona. He shita mekubelis b'kol ha'olam. Therefore, perhaps you would be chayav, even if it is on a Shabbos clock. And perhaps they do it even during the week. That's what he writes over here in mem zayin ches. Of course, the question becomes, Rabosai, if that's the case, is it really true that nobody ever uses a Shabbos clock except for Frum HaYid? All the Shabbos are bought by Frum HaYid? What do you think?
Probably not. Market be able to sustain itself.
You can buy them at any hardware store, not only in Williamsburg. You can go to Kalamazoo and buy it. You know why? I think they do it for a variety of reasons. They want things to go on. I'm not home. I want the oven to go on to prepare me supper. Or I'm going to be away for 3 weeks. I want the ganoven to think that I'm home, the light goes on and the light goes off. I think that Shabbos clocks are not only a Jewish, am I correct? Go on the internet. Huh? What do you say? Go on the internet. We've got I guess timers, are there other timers? It's not only from a year, right? That's what I think. So I think it's facts are wrong. I think it is a derech mekubelis. In other words, it's love that's maybe correct. But I think it's facts are wrong. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, only the Frumbian are using timers.
The factories use it for many things.
Many things. That's what I thought as well. So I thought that it's facts are wrong. Again, I sympathize with what he says, but I think the facts are not correct. Are not correct. That's what I thought. So, again, I like to argue with people, especially if it's a beautiful sefer.
Changing the time.
Because in Simon Mem Vav, I made a mistake. In Mem Vav Sif Yud, he says like this: that Av Shehurgulu Bezeh Anoshim L'Shtamash Bezeh B'Shabbos Hayin L'Shem Isim Alecha Shabbos Hurgulu Lasses Hadlok Av Gromu Av Ein Kan Shita Mekubela Shadlok Azor. I just don't think it's facts are right. If it's facts are right, then he's right. I just don't think the facts are right. Sorry.
Today, where these clocks are not mechanical anymore.
Digital clocks, who knows what they are?
Yeah, electronic, everything is electronic, and there's no issue.
Yeah, you're right. Whatever, I thought this man is there, even he should agree if the facts are the way they are, 22 years ago, what would happen then, I don't know. What about that rush? Let's go back to the lush of the rush, okay? Because, you know, it's only fair to see his original lush and see what he really means. I have to be honest with you, that I was willing to read the Rosh the way the Mekilim read the Rosh. Only Zohar, because Zohar is unique. That's the only way. It's the only way to do it.
Because the Rosh, I thought the Rosh was just commenting on a general Grumma issue. Like he was just pointing out.
He was trying to say Pshat the Gemara, Melechus Makshev and Torah, but Zohar could come and say, why is it different than Grumma? I'm asking an effective question. So the Rush writes as follows. Let's read it. Let's read his actual words. See what he says. Here we go. Watch this. Hosta melech l'shavas v'torah. Af al pid lo havi al grama bi'alma. B'hochi chiva torah. Kevin the melech l'su ikar asiyos v'deiruach. Doesn't say only. But he does use the word ikar, and the question is, what does that mean? At first glance, sounds like the Chasam Sofer. But then he himself suggests, not that way. Watch this. This is in Sim Mem Vav Sif Yud Aleph. Quotes the Rosh. That's his thoughts. Lulei Divrei Mem Shalom Gama Rosh Yaskim L'chayim B'chol Hanach Gavni. To call Meisah Shehu Derech Shehu Shita Mekubelos Umuv Hekes Shalom Alocha Amrina Degam Bahachichi Amrina Degam Bahachichi Rachmana Go B'tzad Ayadei Shiluach Klavim. Now, when the Mishnah Brewer said Tzad Ayadei Shiluach Klavim, he blamed it on Rashi. He called the Rosh. He, Nesiv Shalom, Mem Vav Yud Aleph, wants that even the Rosh would agree. It doesn't have to be the only way. In other words, trapping through a door is an ikar asyosai de dog. It's not the only way. Not the only way. Ikar. There can be more than one ikar. That's what he's suggesting over here in Siman Mem Vav, Sifyut Aleph. And that's a Rechayim Shemayim would be in fact Chayev against the Achiezer, it's against the Egle Tal. They say the way I thought. Only Zohar. That's the only way to do it. And therefore they claim, both Achiezer and Egle Tal, that according to this opinion, the Rambam is wrong. The Rambam says if you saw that they clove him, you're Chayev. No! You're Potter. Because the normal way to start is with your own hands. Using clove, it's a normal way, not the normal way, you'd be Potter. And the only reason why the others disagree is the Ramban writes in Shabbos Kuflin Gimel that the animal is like a kli in your hands. It's like I did it myself. And of course the question becomes, how far do you extend that? This is the thing Shabbos.
I don't understand, why are we applying the rush to these cases? The rush is only talking about winnowing.
Correct.
Give me an explanation why winnowing, even though it's a grumma, is still chayav.
Right.
It doesn't mean for anything else.
That's what I would have said. That's what the Egle Tal says. That's what the Achiezer says. He, the Sifas Shalom, says not that way. He wants to say, because if the Egle Tal and the Achiezer are right, it should come out that in anything but Zorah, would be considered to be a Grumma, would be Potter. Even though you and the other Korach HaKam Ruvo are working in tandem against my Rebbe, against the my Rebbe, that's the only sheep in this world. He was tolerant of other sheepers. Okay? But he himself, the Sifas Shalom and Mem Vav Yud Aleph, wants to suggest no. Maybe the Rush would agree that the Egle Tal has a raya from Makas Chafalaf Mabes. Yesh Choresh Telemecha, Bechayev Shmona. And one of them is Choresh Beshor Bechamor Biyamtiv. I Jehovah, which was a rare Biyamtiv. Okay? So he wants it like this. Mele Harisha Yechayev, because the Iker Makas they Ashar. How did they plow in ancient times? They didn't have any tractors. Take a shor, right? Those sachros for shor b'chamayah. That's what they always use a shor. The shor was a strong animal, and it would pull the plow. It was the way to do it. That's not the way to do zoreah. Zoreah was done by hand. So if you're zoreah in this fashion, it's not the normal way to do it. That's the kasha which the Egle Tal asks against himself. He gives an amazing answer. Bigu is considered to be a choresh. So he's also chay v'shem zoreh. L'chora hu dochuk. I think it's correct. It's a bit, I mean, the Egle Tal's kiddush nifla. Dochuk. At first glance, therefore, you see, is that the Sifas Shalom is right to himself. What? Kol gavni shederech ha-molocha le'yosis mechayvinan me'achtina d'zoruch m'se'yoso v'lovina dafka shekol ikir molocha tebi ofen zeh. The question is the chayav and chol of the kalayim. Kalayim, you can't say v'lechas machshem as osra Torah mochik es Hashem kol tzitz baharto. How can it be? Quote the Ramban. Ramban, let's see the Ramban inside, I will say. Let's see the Ramban. It's in two places. It's in Sefer Mitzvahs, but let's see it from Masechta Shabbos, towards the very end of the Masechta. Someone here, the Ramban is telling us a chiddush. Here it is. Neshachorish bebehema who knows in a leol who kovash was a tachazela b'shusi yamedes Kol ha-melocha al shem ha-odami ubo itluyo ve'en ha-behema le-kikli b'yad uman. If I take a hammer and I do something, I don't blame the hammer, I blame myself. If I take an animal, it's the same thing. A unique halacha with respect to animals, that's what I would say. But not necessarily the case. Rabbi Yashiv is quoted over here, Rabbi Osai, Perek Choftes. Perek Choftes. Machshirei grama. What kind of machshirei grama? You shouldn't use it. Das gedolei Yisroel. Rabbi Yashiv. Why? Why? I'm not finding it over here. It must be somewhere else in the sefer. He says it's usher. But somewhere he says that the Shabbos clock, do you believe it's not? The Shabbos clock is like the Ramban. Like the Ramban. The Ramban says it's a the axe is a tool in your hand, so it's attributed to you. So too a Shabbos clock is a tool in your hand and it's attributed to you. Somewhere here. I'm not able to read to you directly in the words right now. But it does say in here somewhere that Rabbi Yashiv considered it to be considered the equivalent of a shaw. Interesting comparison. I wouldn't have jumped that far, but that's what he quotes from Rabbi Yashiv. Oh. Now, the following shaila. You know, I get this question regularly. You want to go to the hospital to speak a cholam on Shabbos, but there's only an electric door. The only door you can walk through, you know, you step on the mat, and the door opens. What's the electric side of the back? We discussed this over here. What?
Separation?
No, worse than that. You want it to happen. Yesh plus mem zayin yud. Yesh plus sos and if the host open automatic. Kesher odem is sky of aleim. Okay, and he quotes a whole discussion in the Sefer Maisa Choshek and from Halperin. It works this way, works this way, works this way. Complicated way it works. Maybe it's not so bad. And the question: how do you treat the present situation? He, Rav Gelber, the Or Hanofel Al Toha Hashmali is a matzav akayim, lo kematzav mischadish kol rega verega. I scientifically. Every second is another pulse shooting, photoelectric ray, whatever it may be. So therefore, it's like it's there already. This is why he doesn't like some of the chidushim of the Maisa Choshev of Rav Halperin. This is a question of how you look at these things. How you look at these things. They're ready. It's like Zohar Baruch Misayato comes out. Now.
But it's the door isn't open. Like, the door has to open for you when you get there. How would that be that it's there ready?
No, the photoelectric cell is there already. Rav Halper is saying some of these cells look like this. There's a circuit. When it closes, the door opens. Okay? Alright? And there's a circuit that's always closed. But it's a tough photoelectric. When the light comes, it opens the circuit. When you walk in the way, what you're doing is you're blocking the way, and in the middle, what should have happened a very long time ago happens, like a minia samonea. So Rav Halpern says, he didn't do anything. It was done, it happened by itself. Is an aura mischadish above called ace monea spulasa. So it's like a wind that's blowing on a candle, making the shalevis less. I can close the door, even though the shalevis will get bigger. I'm not causing the havara. I'm monea me'aruach min lahaknis al shalevis. That's what happens famously so to Menea Samanea Sora Samanea. He says, no, no. He considers it to be a matzav kayam, and don't be so scientific. That's what he suggests over here.
So it's mutter?
No, for character. Rav Halpern wants to say it's mutter. Rav Shigel was in his house. Rav Halpern wasn't matter of the chachilim. The one in the hospital is Shazatchak, the Kacholim. He wanted to say in some of these, not that they don't work that way. That's the machlokas over here. Simon Mem Zayin, Rav Mosai, Sif Yud. Yeah.
What about like a college campus where
persons
can use their dorm and you can only get in through an electric door or something?
Maybe you should be in the college campus for other reasons too. In Oz Yud Aleph, he quotes the Mogen Avraham, and he quotes the Evan Ozer, which we saw a while ago. And he, the Sefer Shalom says, it's Zorik as a Odom Leish. It's a Masa B'Yodayim L'Chuli Alma. A question whether that's considered true in this particular case. Isha Mishum Chitzav, because it's a normal way to do it. And then, Melechus Machshem Asasra Torah. So he wants to suggest three different things, reason why it should be Doraisa. So the Bogan Rebbe will have to hold at the Rosh, it's only by Zorah, nowhere else. Nowhere else. The problem is, the Bogan Rebbe himself in Shinta Zayin of Dalit quotes the Rambam that if you hunt some. So with dogs, you'd be chayef. Why? Presumably based upon Baba Kamadav Samach. See, it's not only in a case in which it's the only way to do it. That's not the only way to trap with a dog. It's a steer in Mother Navram. If he quotes the Rambam approvingly, that you're chayef and you hunt with dogs, because it's a normal way, even though it's not the only normal way, but at the same token, it should be chayef daraisa when you put the wheat into the watermill. It's certainly a normal way. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. I don't know how to get out of that kasha. I don't know how. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. I don't know.
According to Rev Gelbert,
yeah.
If a guy is walking,
oh, you can walk right behind him. I think that's okay.
And if they place a guy there for you?
See, if it would be only a psigration, you'd be right. I think it's worse than a psigration. It only has to be a shvus to shvus. Because if you're stuck in that place for Shabbos, so it's a shvus to shvus, only because it was only Rabbanon. Constantly, I'm sure we agree, it's not electricity. But we assume it's a Rabbanon, and maybe we can have a right to be maker on that basis, in Shas at Chagot. But we don't rely on shvus to shvus. L'chatchil, try to avoid it if he possibly can. The Kitzur Nimritz, this is what he writes over here, from the Magen Avraham, is a little bit difficult. It seems to be a contradiction. I think it's like this. There was something in the Mechoch, in the Magen Avraham, which is only counted as a Hagor. If you look in the same called the Siv Chaim, which is written by the Karban Asadol, part of the Magen Avraham it was thrown in by somebody else, so it belongs to the series. Pointing out to for your information. But the steer which he points out from Shinta Zion to Rashon and Beis, he has no answer to as far as I know. Sassar, he calls it Sassar here. Quotes the Rambam, maybe he disagrees with Rambam, he quotes the Rambam, doesn't agree with it. Maybe. And then he gets over here on both sides in this discussion. The following case. I mentioned to you about the idea of the milking machines. Suppress that Bitka de Maya. It's found in two places. What if a guy kills somebody with a machine gun? Shem Jirach. Chayav apata.
Gun did it.
Right, the gun did it. The gun did it.
It's a worthless thing without a person.
Hold on. Write as follows. Machshir ma'miyuadim la'asos pula v'suyemes. Right? Or a car. Let's say a car. So a car, I don't know how a car works. I learned it in high school. This turns this, turns this, turns this. You press the gas, and then things are turning. Let's say you find a kosher car. You make it in a funny way. Why not? Same thing, do the same, why not? He writes, it's ridiculous.
What's the difference between this and a sword?
Says, in the var is called Talach Pulas HaManoa, the engine. Yisvara she'eno begeder ma'isav yadayim fiat klolim ha'regilin. It's koach kocho. And then it's starts with the Maya. You're going to say a guy killed someone with a car. He mowed him down. Is that called Harbi Adai? What, are you kidding? Ain't Sarach, ain't Lamut Sarach Lachor al Prote Atal Echanazah Besochol Shalamachar Azeh. Anyway, you kill someone with a clean eshek. You consider the Horeg, even though it's a Shtalshlus Kokos Anovaz Mihasarach Bitkalamayim, however a gun happens to work. Doesn't matter, you'd be chayim anyway. I think he's right. That's what all this whole kosher switch doesn't make any sense to you whatsoever.
What's even the logic to that question? Like, without, like, there's a difference between functionally without with a gun and a sword. They're both useless without a person behind them.
It's true, but the gun, they have, when the machine gun works, there's something, like, it's ready to go kill it every second, and there's something blocking it, and you pull the trigger, you remove the blockage, and the thing goes flying out. Ishimashimchitza, right? Should be. Let's see if you find a way how to do it when you overcame the Mishimchitza somehow with some technicality. Yichayim anyway, he says. I think he's completely correct. That's why some of these things that we speak about would not apply, in my opinion.
That's not really how, I mean, I don't know if it really matters, but a gun, you're not like removing something that's Monea, the bullet from flying out. You actively
cause
make a fire that was going to cause an explosion that sent the bullet out.
Oh, yeah? Okay. So if you found a different way to have a gun, it's still be fine. Okay? And I'm not an expert in guns, so Hashem. Okay, fine. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. He goes in the next siman, and this is fascinating. I have a piece from Shlomo Miller from Toronto, what about the kosher switch? And he says, he quoted this Mogan Avraham, that's quoted over here in this piece in the Siva Shalom, in Siman Mem Ches, Sif Yud Ches. Same kind of minyan. Let's take a look at Mogan Avraham. It's in Rage Samachay. Because of Maril, the Yosim Klimi Bod Yom Tachas HaShulchan, under the table. With Shabbos Achar Achila, Yosir HaShulchan, you remove the table. Vakli Ome Me'atzmo Tachas HaNer. Dafilu Gram Kibu Shari, Koshken Gram Bitl Klimi Echana. So what's the Maril? I Gram was only B'makom Seda. Here it's different. And then he says, "Ein is horrible lahosim kli tachas haner af api shenova boshemem ki ein miskavim lekach." Here too, ein miskavim shemeser ha'shulchan el ha'tzolas ha'shulchan. The kitzer, he thinks it's correct. Why? You know why? Reason it's matter is because the whole Isser is an Isser Kal of Bitl Kli Me'echonah, but it wouldn't apply presumably by a Doraisa. But this basis, Rav Shlomo Miller says, pulling away the piece of the kosher switch, which causes things to go, would be us according to the Smogon Avraham, because it's a shadow of the rice. At the end of the day, the light is going on. The light is going on. That's what he suggests. Wow. I found this in Mishpacha magazine. Believe it or not, source of wisdom. Last week, someone gave it to me, Rabbi Ortner. They had some kind of website on halachic technology, something like that. He wrote exactly the same thing. The distinction would be, Rabbi Osai, he says, we are making the Shaila on Friday, but not making on Shabbos itself. And that's why he feels that the pulling these things out, acting on the entire thing on Shabbos, would not be allowed. The truth, though, is, and this Rabbi Ortner himself, as does the Rabbi Gelber, say, well, maybe it's different. We can't bring a raya from here, the Chumrah, because maybe the reason why he's matir bittul kli mechana only goes to the Rabbanan. Had it been a deraisa, it would have been usher. It's because the entire enterprise of bittul kli mechana is always through some kind of a grum. And then that's the Lomo Machmir. Maybe removing something would not be considered to be a grumma, but it's less than a grumma, exactly as the Rav Halpern argues, as well as the kosher switch people argue. It's hard to bring a raya berura, a raya berura. It's interesting, though, he says, and this is also important, in Nun Aleph Os Yud Beis, the Bitka de Maya comes up again. We spent a lot of time on it last week, Bitka de Maya. It's the following suggestion, that even though we saw last week that Koach Sheni by Bitka de Maya is not Chayv and Ritzicha. It's not Chayv and Ritzicha. He thinks it would be Chayv and Shabbos. It would be Chayv and Shabbos. It brings riots, various riots. He thinks the Chazon Ish says, HaMashah, he quotes Chazon Ish, Babakami Yodalad Yudbeis. HaMashaber is HaKad V'amayim Naflu V'kibu V'pakov Rishon the Chayim Mishem Mechaber. And then he quotes it in the next Os here, Os Gimel, the Chazon Ish says in that same place, HaMayim Naflu V'kibu Yavad HaKayim. Maybe even called Sheni HaKayim. Why? Kevan T'b'mayisa V'schilu HaMayim Lomu Aloish. Aye, with your tzicha, it's called Sheni. And the damos malach Shabbos lahen. Why? Horeis mitzuda chayav by Shabbos, even though nitzu dachakam shops, ritzich would be potter. Wow. This is a chiddush. I some disagree when it comes to horeis mitzuda. Shabbos taf yutzayin of the base. Tosfos wants to say you'd be in fact a potter. With Derek Tzedebekah, Zohar Baruch Mesayasov, spoke about earlier, Lechus Machshevas as the Torah, but Shiver Kadem Amayim Yotzu, the Kibu Koch Sheni, Ein Tam Zeh Shaykh. Apparently, is the Chesh saying Misvar. Sitchilas a Kibu is a Maisa Gomer Shalom, and so Kibu comes as a Hemshech Lekach. It's one Maisa Richta Linen Shabbos. And therefore, Chazdish himself, the Shitasa says, with respect to a milking machine, once it began to milk it with your set, you put the machine on the udder, call Hemshech HaChaliva Misyach HaZelev. It's all attributed to you. There were those who wanted to say, I'm not sure if it's still done. What they would do is they would take the machine, put it on the udder, and the first milk that came out went into trash, yeah. Went into a poisonous container, and then it would switch automatically to the good containers to get all the milk out. Could be a chazan was opposed to that. I have to look it up. Or a chayim siman lamed chesed kotan dalet. Take a look. You see what he says about this. Yes.
In the case of the water blowing out the fire, why don't we talk about gravity?
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I'm not sure. Apparently, Shabbos, he says, holds it's more chomer. Apparently. And here we go to what we spoke about a while ago. This is in the very next Sif you'd met Nun Alf Yudal. The Machlokos Rashi in the Ramah was on the screen last week. The Ramah says he has much more mapa than Rashi. The Ramah says whatever the water goes, as long as it doesn't take a count to a complete stop, it's all attributed to you. So it's considered to be Koach Rishon. Koach Rishon. And the suggestion was already made before that Rashi denies that. Rashi considered that to be Koach Sheni. Maybe the Shittoso, was what he said in Masech Baba Kama, Afchav Gimel Amar Aleph, that Isho Bishamchitlev is the Mishamamono. It doesn't mean a separate track, but it is limited by Mamono. And therefore Rashi in Sanhedrin, the Shittoso, with Baba Kama on Daf Chav Gimel. That's a possibility. A possibility. Oh. It's interesting. It's a secret of a Furushi Gemara, and a Furushi Gemara that we can be making. Where's the Gemara? A Furushi Gemara. What's the Ra? The Ramah can't be against the Gemara. That's the problem. That's impossible. Ramah knew all the Shas. It's not going to be against the Furushi Gemara. How's it possible? Where's the Gemara? Masech Tachul. Look at this Gemara. It's fascinating Gemara. Masech Tachul. Now, Tez Zayin. What happened? Watch this. Omamar, Hashoge b'muchni shchitos ha'ksheira. Lotan shchitos ha'psula. Lo kasha. Ho b'sarno de pachra, ho b'sarno de maya. He boys him, ho b'sarno de maya, lo kasha. Ho b'koach rishin, ho b'koach sheni. And he quotes the Gemara. Ha'ma de kafte de charve v'yashkli bitka de maya d'mar chaya by tam yud leil. Ha'ma de koach rishin. Now wait a minute. This Gemara in Chulin quotes the same Gemara in Sanhedrin and compares it to a water sign of the Maya which turns around a knife. The knife gets right to the animal's shechita and makes a shechita. So it says over here that if it's not in the initially the first time, then you'd be potter. So how will the Ramah get out of this Gemara? This Gemara seems to say that even though the water is still going, no one came to a stop over here. It's still called Koach Sheni. I'm a Furush Gemara against the Ramah, like Rashi. What did Rashi say over here? That's what Rashi said here in the Sefer Chulin. Because Rashi is good with this Gemara. How did Rashi say? Rashi said, "B'koach Rishon, miyad shenatal adaf ha'magev v'samayim." V'hitzchel legalgel, uv'tchilas gilgul o'shochad mikoach adam shenadol ha'daf, it's kosher shchita. V'koach sheni, la'acha shegilgulu ha'mayim as ha'gadol parmishon ha'shniyah. If the water turns around once or twice in the first two rounds, the shchita would be kosher. Beyond that would be no good. There's a mefurush gemara against the Yad Ramah. This is real trouble. That's a great cash.
This is a bit off topic, but we were just doing contemporary
love
on this. Isn't that
there's
another problem with
Shkita halachas?
Doing such a
thing? I'm not a Hilchot Shkita now. The Gemara said it would be good for Torah Shkita. It would be good. So the question becomes, there are mazels of a Furush Gemara Mamish. The Furush Gemara Mamish. What are you going to do with this? Remember, the knife is going around based on the second water that came. I pick up something up. The first water turns it around once or twice. The next water turns it around, and then the next water is still considered to be a pasul shchita. Why? Going to the Ramah? Why? It's a very good. I thought an interesting answer. Boy, his answer is like follows: Sarachi and Michul after Zayin. What will the Ramah do with this? Ulay Shlomar. Lomar Ramah is Dvarav Shekol Amayim Anotzim Chashidi Kocharishin. Look, shekol amayim or elun and starfu yachad lifo pula achas. Kon shamayim or rishonim vashniim naflo alodam ashitzifo so viergu. All the water combines to drown him. Ach shamayim or rishonim polo pula achas. How that? Sivu was agada. They turn the wheel around, which has the shita knives. Vamayim ashniim bo polo pula acheres. What's that? Shosifu Sivuvim no Safim Lagalga. They may go around the third and fourth time. But the mode Rama Shane Donin is called Amay to go fehot, Vamasa Shanas Neamayam Ashneer, Eino Nidom Nikoko. Whoa! It's a big Kiddush. It's a big Kiddush. It's going to be a tremendous kula that the Ramah is only machmer in certain limited cases. This would have tremendous ramifications. Tremendous ramifications, they're both saying Hilchos Shabbos. When Rav Halpern keeps worrying about the Ramah Shita, according to what Rav Gelb was writing over here in Simon Aleph Sif Tetzvav, in most cases we deal with, perhaps you wouldn't have to worry about the Ramah. Because what's happening later is it's a second, separate, totally separable and distinct act. Not one big pop of water that's going to drown the guy. Fascinating. And that is something which is even, I don't know, I mean, equally remarkable. What do we say? The Mayim Ashnim is not considered a Kofo. It's Kofo Shein. You're not Chayim Hashem Ritzicha. You can't use it for the Tilas or Diet for that matter. That's referring to the Pula Sh'osim HaMayim Ashnim V'mokom Hashem Yichutz V'mitko the Mayim. Pick up the wall and the second water comes out. Sh'obas Man Ben Asoras HaSechar, pulling up the dam, L'ben Nefilas HaMayim Ashnim V'mokom HaSechar. Yesh la'ayin, ech nodon es ha'tnuo ha'rishona shal ha'mayim ha'ashnim im komo. Rabosai. What happens? You know what goes on. I pick up the wall. In the first instant, the first burst of water out of the dam goes out. And at that very moment, the water behind it takes its place. Everyone follow me? Here's the wall. I pull away the wall. So the water over here goes out of the wall and does whatever it does. And the water behind it takes the place of the water which just left. Everyone with me? Right. Otherwise, what happened? Pressure. So what is its status? What is its status?
Like water in the boiler.
Exactly. 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 Oh, you got it exactly. So he suggests over here that the Taz talks about it. Taz talks about it. The Taz says, that if I open a barza, ein ma'aseh ha'odam v'naneh elas ha'mayim ha'smuchim l'nekev, when I open up the faucet, the water which is right nearby moves as a result. Mevua shepsichas ha'barza, so therefore I open the hole over here, the water that goes out right away, attributed to me. The water that came from further away, in the place of the water that just left, that action according to the Taz is not attributed to me. And he says, this is something which Shlomo Zalman had suggested, something remarkable, that the water, the first water which goes out, compared to the second water, should be called the bitka de mayim. In other words, I pick up the wall, so the first water comes out. I move the first water, and then the second water comes out. So therefore he wants to suggest that I didn't do that. That may not be considered to be my koach. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe. Boiler, Rabosai. When I open up the hot water faucet, Rabosai, what happens? You know what happens. That split second, cold water is coming in to the boiler. So it pushes out the hot water. Do we attribute that to my act as a Nisa Daraisa? I always thought it was Nisa Daraisa. I always thought you open the hot water faucet, Nisa Daraisa. I thought. He says, no. No. No, it's Koach Sheni. There's no Ita Daraisa because of the same chesed. That's what you said. You figured it out on your own. That's exactly what's coming to him. Amazing finish. It's a big leap with Tzchus. There are many Yidden we know, unfortunately, who are putting on their hot water tanks. It's an apartment house. And this. And I never. These tables never made any sense to me.
According to this, it's Mutter Mamish.
I think it's Mutter Mamish. No worse than the Grum. Grum will be all this awesome.
The first piece of part of it.
He claims that if I open a faucet over here, And down the pipe, water over there comes into the tank. That's not considered to be my action. It's all like a kakoch. Bit to the ma'ay b'kakoch shem. Based upon the taz b'chus b'tzil sudai. You know, he says something incredible. You know what it tells her to do? You can't close the water. What? Close the water? What's wrong with closing the water? You know what he says? If you won't close the water, then the water that comes in won't get cooked. If you close the water, it will get cooked. That may be true in a very small tank. In a tank in a big building, when you open up the hot water faucet and a small amount of water comes into a humongous tank, that's cooked instantaneously. Water mixed instantaneously. So if you took a gallon out and you close the water, that gallon that came in is already boiling out. If my physics is correct. If you think I'm wrong in physics, please let me know.
In the private home,
Private home is maybe a little bit different. But in the apartment house, it seems to me, there should be no problem.
Run out of hot water.
Right. This sort of trick will not work in a anyway. I think I told you the story of what I do in my house. And that's why it bothered me so much. Because pshat, in my house, I lived in Washington Heights yet, the good old days. I used to do the dishes Friday night. And there was all of a sudden a hot water leak sprang. You know, the heights. And we had water leaking the whole time. So I said, wait, it's Gavaldic. When I washed the dishes on Friday night, I used to have freezing cold hands. It was painful. I couldn't get the grease off. Now I have hot water leak. The super came and fixed the leak. So I did. I made my own hot water leak. I put that water on for before showers. No problem. What could be bad? You have to be careful, though. Depends how big the leak is. Not to put on a tiny bit of cold water. Put a tiny bit of cold water and I mix it with the hot water, it's a shaila bishul. But it could be considered even bishul b'klirishim. It's iruk b'klirishim. Although there's a base may, it's making such a shaila because it's not going on top of the salad, it's mixing with another liquid. But anyway, it's okay. So if you want to put on cold water, you put a lot of cold water on. You want to wash until you die, put a ton of cold water. And then the hot water leak was just only hot water at all.
So it would just be dripping now with the cold water and the hot water that would be
there. Let's say hot water is coming out. At a certain rate. It's a little too hot for you. If you want to make it a little bit colder, put a little bit of cold water, but it's still very hot. Above the outside lettuce bowl, in my opinion, that would be awesome. You know, basically, I might think it would.
You have to cover the left faucet.
So, what we do in our house, we cover the left faucet with something, so people shouldn't turn it off. But I never had a problem turning the hot water off. In Rabbi Eider Sefer, he quotes it, it's mutter to turn the hot water off. Quotes it from Rabbi Henkin. Once you want to turn the hot water off. I saw all these farmers saying, you can't do it. You know why? You turn the hot water off, the cold water that wouldn't have been cooked otherwise is now going to get cooked. Or it's going to get cooked faster than it would have been cooked otherwise. In my humble opinion, the fact that talking about an apartment house anyway. No one would do this trick in the private house. They ran out of water very soon. And no one would have left. But this trick alone with an apartment house is huge tanks. See, I think it's a huge tanks. So now we're all right. And therefore, the water gets heated instantaneously. I don't see any roads closing the tank. I'm trying to find a safe that holds like me. I haven't found one. I haven't looked hard enough yet. Remind me tomorrow morning to look somewhere and find someone that holds like me. Follow? Is there anything what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the
ice
is closed.
I'm pretty sure I've seen a Shmur Shabbos that is awesome.
It's true. Shmur Shabbos is awesome. Or Chashabbos is awesome. They're all saying it's awesome. I don't know why.
Maybe that's talking only in a house.
A private house, you mean.
Yeah.
Where the water is not so much hot water, so if a little water would come in, it wouldn't get heated up right away.
Yeah, most people in Israel, even apartments aren't so big in Israel.
It could be in Israel, you know how it is to work in Israel? Even in an apartment house, everybody has his own hot water tank. They pay by the whole different system.
But they also have the, does it make a difference with the Duchemish?
But that's what they told. The Duchemish, maybe you're allowed to close, it's only not a Doraisa, the whole tumult about that. I think well then, I thought an apartment house should be no problem based on my facts. I hope my facts are right. Anyway, listen to this. Yeah, yeah.
So can you repeat that? In an apartment house, it should be no problem turning off the hot water?
Right, that's what I think.
But turning it on.
You can't turn on the hot water. I'm the opposite of it. He says turning it on is only grum. Turning it off is a derisa. I think Turning it on, by me, might even be a deraisa. And turning it off is no problem at all in the parvenas. So it's, we like to love, you know, we like to have the... Benakotza lakotza, benapachu. But then he has an interesting shadow, which I always was bothered by. Many urns have a little glass tube on the outside, telling how many cups of water are left. Are you allowed to use such an urn on Shabbos? I always had to pick pukim about it. I was always afraid that the water on the outside too is not yet so let us go, because it's no insulation. And there's the problem. Rabbi Zilber, in Oz Midbar, when he was moderate, said he checked the tube on the outside. What do you mean? It reached, they say, 50 degrees.
That's not yet.
Degrees what?
Oh,
Celsius, centigrade. What's 50 degrees? Figure it out. 122, if I'm not mistaken. 122. That's a lettuce bone. No problem. Rav Moshe said you can't be sure until it's 160. We mock with Shabbosa. So I got very nervous. Zilp is all the heck there is. It's 122, is that's a lettuce bone. We don't offer that. So actually, when I saw that, I actually, believe it or not, it goes back 30-something years, maybe almost 30, I detached the tube from my urn.
That tube you drink? Is that stuff that you drink?
When you take out a cup of tea, that water goes into the main body of the urn. The main body of the urn is 180. So you're getting 122 degree water than 180. By the way, not for now, in Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos, there are many posts who say, even if it was not 122, let's say it was 160, which is the answer let us go. And it goes to be 180, that might also be awesome. If it never was 180.
But where is it?
So the way to solve the problem is to tip the urn before Shabbos. Tip it a little bit. All the water from that little tube goes into the main body of the urn. That's what happens. And it comes back. So all it was 180, it went down to 160, back away. It's no problem, even if it's not yet to let us go. That's one way out of it. He says, no problem. Why no problem? For his reason again. You open up a force in the bottom, that comes in, it's considered called shading. This I don't know. The best tender is maybe it's the science. Some of the scientists claim it's a constant mingling of all the waters. The whole system. Yeah, but I'm not sure what the science is. I'm not sure what the science
in
is.
In which case?
Of this tube on the side of the earth. Always intermingling.
It comes from the container, it doesn't come from the sink.
No, I understand that, but the question
it's being boiled.
Is there always constant intermingling? He's assuming not that way. He's matter for another reason. He has another reason to be matter it. It's a segresha lo nichole. Is it lo nichole? So I always thought, why is it no nichole? If the water that came in would stay cold, you wouldn't be happy. The theory. In the middle of your tea, have hot tea, and in the middle is a little Gulf Stream of cold water, and then we got hot. So Rabbi Yoshe said it's too small, we don't consider it, it's a garnish. To me, it's a chiddush that's considered to be lo nichole. I don't know. And that's how we get down to the problem, how you turn on your cold water on Shabbos. It's cold water. It's always being measured by the water meter down in the basement. He wants to say the reason is, again, grum, cold shame. That's the reason.
Right,
it's a gracious nichol. I'd rather not be measured to get a cheaper water bill. The best head.
Turn it off before Shabbos.
Can't do that. I obviously can't do that. Okay, anyway, Rabosai, the Shaila is this only goes according to Rashi. According to the Ramah, I would have argued it's all these Daraisa. That's what I would have said. And as a matter of fact, even this Aruch HaShabbos that has a lot of these leniencies, right over here, in Perek Choftes, or Olam above, he quotes, a Mayimichas from Allah Boiler, Einem Krovim al Mekom Psichas HaBeres, Evsha She'ein Shem Einem Domen L'mayimah Smuchel HaBeres, and often, Yad Psichas the cave, and she called it the Bitko the Mayimah Kof, Rishon Choshen Kumayis HaVi Chidush, Efshon the Scottish Elokamir Maima Smukam and Lasekam and Shanam Olaf. Oh. But then he says, no, it's all one big thing. All the water moves at once. It's Karkvishin. And he quotes Avril Yashiv, it's Machmir. And he quotes from Shmuel, Shlomo Zalman was Machmir. All called Karkvishin. against the Nesiv HaShalom. It's also written by the Nesiv HaShalom. But I say, well, apparently he backed out for the 16 years. So here he wrote it as a Poshut. It's considered to be Koach Sheni. And here he's not for its Koach Rishon. So we're on the same page as that. We're still on a different page as far as closing is concerned. But as far as opening, we're both saying that it's very possible it's considered to be a Koach Rishon. Fine. Now, Rav Osai, I'm picking a bone. I love the Shema so much. I'm calling every day. I'll spend a whole day on it. More, 2 days, 3 days. I have to pick one bone, though. It's Siman Nun Ches, Sif Yud Beis. He quotes a Gemara Masechta the Shabbos, and he says something which I do not think is correct, Pshat. The Gemara Masechta the Shabbos, not Kuf Chof Omid Beis. Famous Gemara. The Gemara talks about making a mechitza with barrels, and they'll put out the water. The Meimah the Savar Rabbanan, Gram Kibri Mutter, and Yossi holds Gram Kibri Yosser. That's in that case. It's Fakert. Osim mechitza the Kelim Rekonim. Back on the Shabbat, whole story. Says the Gemara. Rav Yossi, the Machlokas Rav Yossi Rabbanan. Frek the Gemara like this. Rabbi the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, the Tanya, Harei Shehoya Shem Kosev Al Besoro, Harei Zeh Lo Yirchos Lo Yosef Lo Yamin The Bokam Atinofes. It's not what's real. Shem Mitzvah Korach Alo Agen Yor Betol. We all say the only Yor Betol Kedarka. Why? What does it say? Vivatem Et Shomer Amokam Ahu Lo Sasek Hashem Elokeichem Asiyu De Yosef Gram Ashari. Here too, Lo Sasek Amalokha Asiyu De Yosef Gram Ashari. The one compares the two. Losas, right? Erase the name of Hashem with Losas Kabbalah. Comes in the Iri on his daf. No? The Iri. What does the Iri say? Not happening right away, and it's only a psik ratio, but you're not trying to erase it, you're just trying to go into the mikvah. So since it's not happening right away and it's a psik ratio, we can be makel. Farish. Not funny. Somewhere in here, the Miri seems to say Psychrasia Liachazman is Mutter. That's another shot in this Gemara. Let me see if I can show it to you directly. Again, it's Simon Nun Ches, the very end, almost the last Simon of the Sefer. Sifid Beis. Near. Ne'er me'agabe tablo. Is this, okay? Eina miskaven, u'psikureisha ein kan, efshlo t'chaba achashosu benachas. Then he says, v'yesh mefoshim shemiachash eina mechaba goreim, u'psikureisha mutter. That's mean, u'psikureisha begrama is mutter. Okay? Fine? Oh. It's against the Gemara. Why? We saw before, in Shabbos, they asked Grama, and in Tefillah, they were Matherit. What's the Kasha? Tefillah is a Psik Resha, and by Shabbos, it's Mechamein. That's his Kasha. And he said it's no Kasha at all. He told you the Shulta Givorim says. The Shulta Givorim says, no! The case in I might find a shit that you want for you. Can't get it? Outrageous. So the Gemara has a Masechta Shabbos that the only reason why Grum is mutter is only in Psikresha. Why? You don't want to put the fire out. You want to contain the fire. You don't care if the fire stays on, as long as it's contained. As long as it's contained. It goes out, only Psikresha. So therefore, for Keret, the Gemara's comparison is perfect between the guy going to the mikveh with Shem Hashem and the barrel. So he didn't pick up this tying against the same because he wasn't apparently aware of this idea. Oh. And halacha lemaisa, the Aruch Shabbos says that this applies to a refrigerator. You open the refrigerator. This is Perek Chav Tes Heora Mem Aleph. You open the refrigerator, the air comes in and puts the motor on. So it's mutter. Why is it mutter? It's a psik reisha, liachazman. Oh, liachazman. Would it work by a doraisa? Yes, he says. He paskes in Mishashloma, yes. Even by a doraisa, he suggested. Against, he backed out from the Shmir Shabbos Lechos. In Shmir Shabbos Lechos, and Shlomo Zalman was unsure. Perek Aleph. It's either our Kuf Yud Ches in the old edition, or Kuf Lamed Hay in the new edition, whether this svara can be said when it comes to a doraisa. Namely, refrigerator is no problem. Walking into your house, what is a thermostat to put on a flame in your central heating system? There was Mesupuk, but apparently later on, Shlomo Zalman was Mekil, Legamre, that even in a situation of a doraisa. That's what's written over here in the Sefer Orcha Shabbos, Perek Kof Tes, Ha'ora Mem Aleph. He says, he wrote a letter to Orcha Shabbos, Heter Zeh Shal Psegresha Begroma Nema Gama Melachos Doraisa. V'chein Hitel Eftoach Delet Sheyesh Bayah Sheyesh Bon Radiator Chashmal Apufal Yedei Thermostat. Av Sheknisas Avir Hakar Tigrom Adlokas Guf HaChimum. V'chozer Bo, from what he said in Shmir Shabbos V'chozer Perek Aleph Kuf Yud Ches, now it's Kuf Lamed Hey. There he said it's a suffix, and later on in life he says it's a body mutter. Otherwise, he can't walk into your house. I told him, the Rabbi Yoshua has this new theory, it's not Malek, it's Machshevis. I don't understand. Well, fine. So now, Rabbi Osai, to go back to my last point for today in the Sefer, Orcha Shabbos, tomorrow I want to talk about Sefer Nesiv Chaim, which we haven't even opened it, I don't think, and it's Sefer Mishnah Shabar, Rabban Kotler, those are for tomorrow Shia. And tomorrow Shia, I would love to already start the Sukkos of Yontif, so I don't want to make it a new official Maror Mekomish, it's only for a few days, I want to have a chance to chazer a little bit. For those who want to know what we're doing in the next Sugya, later in the week, hopefully maybe we can start tomorrow, please open the Gemara Ksubas of Zayinim and Aleph. We're going to start with the Gemara has over here. Rabbi Yehuda Shara Lemivel B'Tchila B'Yomtov. Not on Shabbos, but on Yomtov. And we'll do the Sugya as far as the words which go Sarach L'chol Nefesh Hu. It's a few lines of Gemara, 15 lines of Gemara, narrow lines, with the Tosfos and the Sheet of Mekubetzes. That's the official Ramakom. It's all Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Sheet of Mekubetzes, 15 lines of Gemara. That's what we're doing, Mitzvah Shem, till Wednesday. And Thursday is the Bechina Mitzvah Shem. But I want to get the Chapa Rayim one more Sugya. And for the Jews, man, which starts on May 26th, we're going to start the Sugya of Sheva Brachos and Shiva Simeon Mishneh. That's a very important sugya. That starts right afterwards on Zayin Amad Aleph on the third wide line. Amar Rav Chalva. We'll start that in Rish Hashem in the June's Man. Hope you're able to finish the sugya, which ends on Dav Ches. Okay, that's the plan. Okay, we have more levadik and freilich a sugya, you know, as opposed to what we learned this year, hard sugya. So that's getting married, especially freilich. Okay, but let me just go to this one final point. In the very beginning of this classic Perek Kof Tes, he quotes a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Okay. What's the Gemara say? The Gemara says, you mean to say, Leimat not stam, Rabbi Yosef, Gram Kibri, Osir? No. He Rabbonim. Neshe v'karev es kibuyo. The last lines in the word in Perakira. Even have Hadma Lachira in the Bible. So the last three words in the Perak, Gram Kibri is mutter, but Kiruv Kibui is Osir. It's very difficult to understand what exactly is Kiruv Kibui. There's no hefsek between the fire and the water. The nitzotzos, the sparks fall into water. In the case of the barrels, the walls of the barrels separate between the water and the fire. Here, nothing separates between the sparks and the water. That is considered to be prohibited. That's the second terence of Tosis. Memzayim Beis, which is the Iker terence according to the Rabban Avram, the Mishnah Brura, and therefore, halacha lemaisa, we cannot rely on the Mekilin, except for on Friday, not for on Shabbos. On Friday we're Mekil, on Shabbos we're Machmir. This is what's called Kiruv Kibui. The problem is that the Bir Halacha, it's in the Tov Kuf Yud Dalet Siv Gimel, says it's also to put a Ner Shav on Mayim B'Yomtiv, even though in Reish Tamach Hei Siv Kot Yud Ches, in the Litzorech, we can be Mekel at the first sheet in Tosis, which permits it even on Shabbos. Maybe this is in Shabbos and Yomtiv, that which we spoke about earlier, it would be a possible terrace. The Kitz and Nimritz were suggesting that there's 2 days in Tosis. I'll show it to you right now just for a second. Tosfos. Okay, not reading the entire part. יש לך את המחיתה של מים, אף אגב, זה דבר מפסיק מכל מקום שרי. That's the first terence. The second terence, no, the מחיתה, there has to be a מחיתה there. So how do we pass it in the Shaila? We should look it up in Shemanar briefly. We were in Reish Samachay before, were we not? Oh, but I erased everything. Well, I'm in the right place. We're going to run Reish Samachay. So the Mogan Avram discusses this over here. What does it say? In this, Mogan Avram is passing like the second day in Tosfos. There has to be a mechitza. Has to be a mechitza. Of course, the question is, what does the Ramah say over here? Nos neklitachas haner lekabel itzos meshem mamish. We talk of Mayim. Afkin about Yom. And Shemakar is man kibur and itzotos. Yesh amim shari, me'achash ein amayim ben el tachas Hashem lo habi el gram kibur, v'chein nolagim. So why we know the kula? Where else do we know the chumra? So the Mefarshim suggests, we know the kula only when on Friday. We let do this on Friday. You cannot do it on Shabbos. The question again became, if that's the case, that we rely on the Tosis first terrace only on Friday, why do we say that it might be Mutter on Yontif according to some authorities? If I care, the Bialoka says over there, it's Usur on Yontif, even though here The Mishnah Berurah writes over here, so Mishnah Berurah. Liten be'erev Shabbos ma'am tachakonet ha'am bo'shnei Shabbos ha'chel g'le shichab ha'chel ha'am also the chulei alma v'skav ha'chibu imamish u'mikol makol v'mokom tzorach yesh lahatir b'zeh lismoch ala poskim v'svilu d'av t'shamayim b'kli echad kli acher also shem yaskem b'shabbos alav os ner atzmo lo shayach l'migdash ha'chel b'shabbos. That's the first teres of Tosfos shakol yodim sh'also liga b'ner dolek ha'bizor. That's the first teres of Tosfos. So he is relying on the first teretz of Tosfos that it's mutter in a shas atchak, right? Whereas in Hilchos Yomtiv, he didn't rely. He seems to say it's aser mamish. So you have to discuss the question, maybe the distinction between Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, or Yomtiv and Erev Yomtiv. But tomorrow, we're going to look to the other svarim that I have over here, these two svarim, and then we'll talk, maybe we'll talk a little bit of Yomtiv a little bit, and we only have another three shirim to go. We'll see out of Bishmai. So hope everyone. We'll have full attendance for the Shabbos.